Mark Levin, Biden a cheap imitation of Benito Mussolini. By Jeff Poor on January 17, 2022. Conservative talker Mark Levin warned the left's apparent demonizing rhetoric attacking America and its principles could impact the country. He said Democrats and President Joe Biden were employing tactics intending to undermine freedom and liberty. He cited decades of Democratic Party behavior spanning from former President Donald Trump to Trump's predecessor, former President Ronald Reagan, as evidence to bolster his claim. Transcript as follows. Levin, do you ever get the feeling that we don't live in the United States of America? But we live in the United States of the Democratic Party? Why is it that the Democratic Party's agenda, no matter how preposterous, extreme or outrageous, becomes the agenda for the nation, becomes the issue in front of the nation that has to be debated and discussed endlessly? Why is that? This is the United States of America, not the United States of the Democratic Party. And I think the reason is the Democratic Party and the media are one and the same. And of course, the Democratic Party is constantly driving, not to reform, but to fundamentally alter our liberty, our families, our economic system, and our governing system. Right from the beginning, during the Civil War, during segregation, during Jim Crow, now, quote unquote, democratic socialism, never content with Americanism, never content with liberty, individual liberty. The Democratic Party is constantly pushing, and often pushing illegalities to change our nation, not for the better, but for their power. That's the key word. That's what I keep saying, this is all about power for the Democratic Party. So now we're debating something called voting rights. Voting rights? It has nothing to do with voting rights, has everything to do with the empowerment of the Democratic Party. A permanent majority for the Democratic Party to enshrine the Democratic Party's authority. That's not voting rights. We have a war on free speech going on in this country. Why? We don't have a war on free speech against Democrats, against American Marxists, against radical leftists. The war on free speech is against anybody who challenges them, no matter their intelligence or expertise. We cannot have a competition of ideas. That is now forbidden. Academic freedom? Do we have academic freedom in our colleges and universities? Do you see who the tenured professors are? Have you looked at their textbooks lately? What kind of future generation are we graduating from these schools? Brainwashed to hate their own country. Who does that serve? It seems to me, it serves the Democratic Party, which is constantly pushing for fundamental change. What about the indoctrination of our children with critical race theory? Critical race theory is Louis Farrakhan dressed up as scholarship. It is racist, it's about segregation. It is hateful, it is fringe, it is unhinged, and yet, it's now everywhere, in our so-called public school systems being pushed on parents, whether they like it or not, despite the media pretending that it doesn't exist. What's that all about? Well, if you raise a generation that hates their own country, then you undermine the very existence of the country, the status quo, don't you? Open borders. Why do we have open borders? Who does have benefits? Open borders? We don't know who is coming in. We have 2 million illegal aliens here. But we do know, we have reports, that an awful lot of criminals, sexual predators, tons of killer drugs coming into the country, killing more people than COVID has in terms of young people. Open borders, and yet it's the responsibility of the federal government in this Democrat administration to secure the borders, it won't do it. Does that enhance the lifestyle of the American people? Is that what immigration is about? Of course not. But the Democrats believe one day those folks are going to vote Democrat, don't they? What about illegal aliens voting? New York City says illegal aliens will vote. What's the problem after all? Why shouldn't they get health care and free schooling and free housing? And why should they get a driver's license? What's the problem? We don't need citizenship per se in the United States. We were all people, after all. All contributors after all. That's what they claim. So if they get rid of the voter ID at the federal level, and we have major cities because it's starting to catch on, allowing people to vote who don't even belong here, gee, that won't be a problem in federal elections, will it? No, of course, it'll be a disaster. The constant effort to centralize power, the attack on federalism, which is a keystone of our constitutional republic, That is to force the states to become uniform under Democrats' rule to force upon the states certain systems that the states may reject. The goal isn't to expand liberty and prosperity and happiness in the country. The goal is to empower the Democratic Party. That way they don't have these disparate political movements, red states who dare to act beyond what the Democrats demand taking place in the country. Centralization is the key. And yet again, the framers of the Constitution wanted to ensure that the states had the authority, the sovereignty of the states, and they wanted to ensure that the Bill of Rights existed later on after they adopted the Constitution to protect your individual rights. Do you feel like the Bill of Rights are being upheld against you? I don't think like they're being upheld to protect us. Do you? No. In many ways, they are not. Demonizing language and propaganda to attack our history, to attack our country, and to attack anybody who disagrees with the Democratic Party administration and their American Marxist agenda. We saw that the other day with Joe Biden. Joe Biden can barely get his act together to give a speech on any substantive topic. But if you wind him up and turn him loose, the demagogue and propagandist that he is, in many ways, the bigot that he's been throughout his career in the United States Senate and elsewhere. That's where he gets all worked up, and his sentences are actually mostly completed in full. If you don't agree with him, then you must be part of the Bull Connor mentality. You must be part of the 1965 movement against civil rights. You must be a segregationist. If you don't support what the Democrats want to do, then democracy will die. Who talks like this? This is a cheap imitation of Benito Mussolini. That's what it is. They talk about dictatorship. My God, he swings from the most outrageous irresponsible spending bill that he can't get passed to the most outrageous attempt to nationalize, to change our voting system, violating the federal constitution, violating the authority of the state legislatures. And if you disagree with Joe Biden and his party and the propagandists and surrogates who support him, then there's something wrong with you. The United States of America or United States of the Democratic Party? Look at inflation all over the place. We haven't seen inflation like this in decades. First, Biden denies it. Well, where are the media? I'm old enough to remember during the Reagan administration when he inherited a horrific economy. And he was wrestling it to the ground and wound up succeeding in ways that nobody's ever succeeded before. Remember all the stories from the homeless shelters? Where are all the stories from the homeless shelters with massive inflation? With the price of food going through the roof? The price of gasoline going through the roof? Are there no more homeless shelters? What about the food kitchens? CBS, NBC, ABC used to hang out at food kitchens. They had these stories about a family staying at a food kitchen. What had happened to the family? We don't see those stories anymore. What about the network showing us the empty grocery shelves? Or the price of meat and beef and milk going up through the roof? Where are the networks? Are they at the grocery stores? No, of course, they are not at the grocery stores. How about the car dealerships where used cars have gone up 40% in 1 year? And if you want to get a new car, you have to wait and you get no discounts. No stories about that either. In other words, no stories about how the Democratic Party, Biden, and the American Marxist ideology is affecting everyday Americans in this country because it would hurt the Democratic Party. Hurt the Democratic Party. What about people on fixed incomes? Paying $4 for a gallon of gasoline in great states like California where there's nirvana. Paying $7 a gallon? What's happening to people on Social Security? No stories there. None whatsoever? No. And what about the parents and the schools? Well, they attack the parents in the schools? What's going on in our schools? Well, ladies and gentlemen, how come we're not teaching Americanism in our schools, all of it? How come we're not teaching entrepreneurship in our schools? How come we're not teaching children how to be successful? How to make a living? How to make a profit? How to do the sort of things that have made America great and feed the very American Marxist Democrats and media types who attack it? If we're up to them, we'd all starve to death. Where is the push for our ideals and our principles in our school systems? These are called public schools, they are government schools. We do pay for them. Instead, we get all kinds of perverse sexual teachings and their claim to be civil rights. Instead, we get all kinds of critical race theory that I just spoke about, which is said to be civil rights, when in fact it is a disgusting ideology. That's the truth. And the war on Reagan. You know, there was a war on Reagan. They tried to destroy Reagan. They wanted to impeach Reagan over the Iran matter. They did everything they could to cripple his administration. Cripple his Justice Department, his Defense Department and his State Department. Oh, I remember because the Democratic Party is about the Democratic Party, not about America, and the media are about the Democratic Party, not about America. And they're all about these American Marxist ideologies that they push upon us. What about the war on Trump? Donald Trump didn't deserve what he got from the Democratic Party, in the media, and academia. He hadn't even set foot in the Oval Office before they were trying to destroy him, before the FBI was lying to the FISA court, before the intelligence community was lying about the dossier and the push by the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and their law firms and all the rest. The collusion between the American so-called media and the intelligence agencies and federal law enforcement. Again, trying to destroy the Trump presidency as they are trying to destroy the post-Trump presidency today because they fear him. They fear him because he is not one of them, so they have to destroy him. Or look at conservative talk radio or look at Fox News. Look how the Democrats treat us, look how they, how the media treat us. We're big stories all the time. Oh, yes. They take their words from Media Matters, which is a front group for Soros and the radical left. Or Media Eye, which is a front group for Dan Abrams and other organizations and so forth. As far as I'm concerned, pushing their agenda. You never see stories like this about people who work at the NBC or ABC or CBS radio or TV networks, never. Never. They're protected. So again, I ask the question. Do we live in the United States of America or the United States of the Democratic Party, where the Democratic Party's agenda is always number one? And their agenda is to destroy this republic. To destroy the independence of the courts, pack the Supreme Court. To destroy the bicameral system that we've lived with since our founding. By turning the Senate and the House of Representatives and the entire Congress into Parliament. So they can push their agenda come hell or high water. To add more Democrats to the Senate by adding more states. Do you think they would add more states? Do you think they would attack the independence of the Supreme Court? Do you think that they would be against and for now against the filibuster if it didn't help them? Do you think they would support open borders if those were potential Republicans coming across? We know that's not the case, because when it comes to the Cubans who want to come to the United States, that's where they put down the Iron Curtain. Just keep this in mind, everything the Democratic Party pushes, everything their media push, everything their academies push is about empowering the Democratic Party to empower the American Marxist movement. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.